Some say he's one bad brother, a black superhero, crusade to rid the world of racial injustice.
Ah, who's bad?
His name is Undercover Brother, a smooth-talking, fierce-fighting secret agent with soul and an immaculate afro. Now he's starring in his own movie named after him. Undercover Brother is a master of disguises and a self-described pharaoh of funk who uses razor-sharp afro picks and spring-loaded platform boots to do battle with racist bad guys. Hollywood writer, novelist, and Morning Edition commentator John Ridley wrote Undercover Brother. While some of his novels have been turned into movies, this is the first internet series that a major studio has ever made into a live-action movie. Ridley created Undercover Brother first as a cartoon for UrbanEntertainment.com. On the web, the hero is a member of a crime-fighting organization called the Brotherhood. Ridley says the movie begins in a slightly different way.
In the movie, he's already sort of this agent. He's working on his own. He gets drafted into the Brotherhood, and then everybody sort of gets their agent names, like he's Undercover Brother, their Smart Brother, Conspiracy Brother, Sister Girl, the Chief, who just goes by the name The Chief.
And the White Intern.
And Lance, the White Intern, who's there because of affirmative action.
Well, so, yeah, of course.
Even though it's an organization dedicated to uplifting people of color, you know, you got to play by the rules.
Yeah. And his mission is... Undercover Brother.
His mission is to take on the man, and the man is meant to be the one person who's really stirring up racial indifference. It's not white people against black people against white people. It's one guy who's doing this for his own gains, and Undercover Brother's got to find this guy and stop this guy. There's a Colin Powell-type candidate for president, a guy that everybody likes. The joke in the movie is that everybody says, oh, he's so well-spoken, and... Undercover Brother finds out that the man has secretly brainwashed this Colin Powell guy to make him such a bad guy, so embarrassing that nobody would vote for him. And Undercover Brother's got to stop the man and get this candidate, who's clearly the best candidate, back on track for the presidency.
The candidate, played by Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams. It was, that's one of the fun things about working in Hollywood. You have people that you grew up knowing and watching, people like Billy Dee Williams and Jim Kelly, who's one of my heroes from blaxploitation films. He was in the movie as well, and it's kind of cool to write these parts, and people that you've always admired, suddenly they're in a project that you worked on. It's kind of fun.
The presidential candidate has been brainwashed by the man. He is now a fried chicken mogul.
Yeah, it's funny. I started reading some of these reviews, and they've actually been really good, and one of the things they liked about it is that we're so politically incorrect. And the idea that we have this guy who in one minute is an American hero being totally embarrassing. In the context of the story is, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to go out there and do these things. And, people are going along with you.
Undercover Brother is told by the Brotherhood what the Brotherhood is all about. It's kind of a conspiracy scene.
Yeah, part of it is that part of the joke is that there is this conspiracy. It's not just that black people believe this conspiracy. There's so many things out there that the man has perpetrated to try to keep black people down.
So the conspiracies we believe for all these years are really true? The NBA really instituted the three-point shot to give white boys a chance?
Of course. How else would you explain John Stockton?
So the entertainment industry really is out to get Spike Lee and Suge Knight. Oh, please, brother. Cher got an Oscar. Cher! And O.J. really didn't do it.
let's just move on, shall we?
Undercover Brother goes undercover as...
as this guy, Anton Jackson, who is his alter ego. He's the just most genteel, likable kind of guy that everybody likes. And just fits in so well, loves to sing Ebony and Ivory and do karaoke and things like that.
And the man counters with...
the man counters with what's known as black man's kryptonite. In the movie, I think it's everybody's kryptonite. She's played by Denise Richards, but she's a white she-devil, and she is just this amazing, exciting girl that nobody can say no to. There's a little bit of a twist with her as the story goes on, but it's definitely playing up this perception of if you throw a white chick in front of a black guy, there's going to be trouble.
And there is trouble when Undercover Brother, disguised as Antoine, is unwittingly lured back to White She-Devil's apartment. It seems he's doomed until Sister Girl comes to his rescue.
Honey?
Yeah?
Is this Michael Bolton's version of that thong song?
No, but I want that one. I hear he got all the funk that Cisco missed.
Free sucker!
That's White She-Devil, the man's secret weapon. First she snowblinds her brother, then she destroys him.
You're having fun with so many things here. The 70s, James Bond, Shaft, but mostly stereotypes, white and black.
Yeah, it's an opportunity when you're dealing with mass media to really say something about stereotypes. At the end of the day, there's some people's opinions you're never going to change, black or white. I think in Hollywood, we've really taken some steps backwards since the 70s. You look at movies like Blazing Saddles, you look at television shows like All in the Family, where we really put discussions about race or gender or sexual orientation, we put them out there and we talked about them, we laughed about them. And I think for that segment of the American population that really is open-minded, we made some strides. Those television shows in and of themselves or movies certainly didn't solve our race problems. But there is an incredibly large audience that I think is going to get something. Just going to this movie as a mixed audience and to say, here's a bunch of stuff that we can laugh about. It's okay to laugh about race. It's okay to laugh about the things that I may think about other people. And maybe that will help to get some people, if not over these things, at least talking about these things or thinking about these things and realizing, of course, that we're not that different, because at the end of the day, we can at least enjoy the same entertainment.
I think I would have paid to be on the set. The cast looks like it's just having too much fun. I mean, you got several stand-up comics in there. I mean, it had to be a riot.
Sometimes the problems with doing films like this is it's more fun when the camera stops rolling, because people are, you know, they're goofing around, they're telling jokes. You know, Dave Chappelle, stand-up comedian Chris Kattan is from Saturday Night Live. The lead, Eddie Griffin, who has had these parts where he's just stolen movies and these smaller parts, and now he's got this opportunity to take the lead, and he did an amazing job because he wasn't just up there being a comedian. He was really acting.
You want to sell your novel now?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the novel, A Conversation with a Man. Funny, that's another novel that's about race, but it's a much more serious approach than Undercover Brother. It's about a young black comedian in the late 1950s, early 1960s, who's trying to find his place in the world and trying to find value. And at that point, for black Americans, it was incredibly difficult. And it's a journey of finding self. It's a real saga. I love to write. I love to tell stories. And I love the opportunity to express an opinion and an idea to the public. Whether they love it or hate it, there's something absolutely great about being able to express yourself. And I really enjoy having a voice.
Morning Edition commentator and Hollywood writer John Ridley. His new movie is Undercover Brother. And his latest novel is called A Conversation with the Man.